Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sundays. Only 30 minutes.
Only 30 minutes on Blog Talk Radio with your host TAZ, and on the line I have D Lovely. Those claps of praise, aka E would call it. Kill me all the time. D Lovely, how are you doing? D Lovely, are you on the line? Because we can't hear you. We'll see your number. I'm like, I don't hear Nathan. Call back in again, dear. You are not even, we don't even hear you. D Lovely is calling back in, hopefully. I don't hear nothing, man. You are hearing my wife downstairs talking with her sister. They are very loud because they are black. And black people show out. Very interesting week. I'm waiting on D Lovely to call back in because I need her opinion on this. Let me see. I'm clicking her now.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you, God. Okay. Yeah, they're happy you back.
So I am getting the feedback still.
Don't hear Nathan on this. It ain't even dropping.
That's crazy. It's storming. It's storming.
That might be the reason, though.
And I'm having a hard time staying online, so I don't know if I'll lose you.
Yeah, that's the storms is probably the deal why you got feedback bad today. It's clear over here.
Okay.
The first thing, before you drop off, I want your opinion on this Carly Russell being found after missing.
Okay, so okay. I'm glad she's been found. I don't know if miss was the correct term to use. I think she may have gotten lost, maybe hallucinating, the number of things. Her showing up, just walking in, and I think there's, and I'm glad to it.
D Lovely, I'm gonna tell you, I think it was aliens. I hate to say it. I never believed in it. But now I believed in it now. I think it's aliens. It sounds crazy.
Yeah, it does.
I was waiting on you to say aliens, but I'm going to say it. I think it's aliens. But you came up with a new one that I didn't think. A mental condition that she... Why would she take off her wig? Leave a phone. Wait a minute. Then scream when it looked like somebody was getting ready to get her, and then all of a sudden just zap out. I don't get that. Aliens, yo. That's why they ain't talk. That's why they said, we're going to give the family, you know, some time to recover. But we, you know, there's a lot of questions that needs to be answered. I think it's aliens, really.
She got probed.
She got sent up in the ship, and she don't remember where she at. Now, when she come back, when they come to her and she says she don't know what happened, they going to say the same thing you just said. It was a mental condition and all that. But I think it was alien. I really do.
Okay,
I know
well,
I sound crazy. But, hey, the story sounds crazy. Alien. That's what I'm saying. Anybody talk to me, they're going to be like, hey, man, you're crazy. I'm going to be like, that was crazy, though. It can happen to any of us. Mess around. Go outside. They can get you in your house. Stand by the window long enough.
Leave them people. Go stop talking about them. Stop talking about them.
Okay, next one. This is a sadder note that happened in Pennsylvania. A sudden flash flood swamped a southeastern Pennsylvania road, sweeping several cars away, claiming at least four lives. Three other people, including two small children from the same family, remain missing. Authority said, in my 44 years, I never seen anything like it. When the water came up, it came up very swiftly. We do not think that anybody drove into it, that they were actively on that road when it happened. It just suddenly just with some water and swept them, the cars away. Your thoughts on this bizarre weather occurrence that dumped a whole lot of water in 45 minutes. Six and a half to 7 inches of rain in 45 minutes.
First of all, I didn't know about this. So that's scary. You can't even prepare for something like that. All you can do is hope.
Yeah. I mean, just hope you wasn't, you know, at the wrong place. What is it? The wrong time and wrong place. Shoot.
Yeah,
that something like that is just crazy. And we all know it's due to, you know, the weather changing.
Climate change.
I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff. Because out here, you know, you could put some cookies in the windshield, close the door with the windows up, and you come back and they be baked.
Listen, right now... We have a storm, and it's hailing, and it's sun shining all at the same time.
Didn't they used to say, the old folks used to say, that's the devil beating his wife?
Devil beating his wife, yes, sir. He beating it. I can't say that.
Yeah, well, you might as well. Eve would have said it. Take her place. She has a family emergency today. She just hit me up when right before the show started. Okay, the next item. Say what?
Sending prayers.
Yeah, that's what I text when she texts me. DeSantis campaign said staff amid cash crisis. Ron DeSantis presidential campaign is shedding staff as it navigates a cash crunch and looks to refocus resources on Iowa. Fewer than 10 staffers were let go by the Florida governor's campaign Thursday, according to a person familiar with the internal deliberations and granted anonymity, I know I'm jacking the word up. To describe them, he didn't want to be named in this. Each of the aides was involved in event planning, and some of them may soon wind up at an allied outside group. Never Back Down, the pro DeSantis super PAC, has received resumes from staffers who has been let go. A person familiar with the group said. This could be the beginning of the end, which I'm happy about. And I know Dee Lovely is, too. That's her governor.
Don't you put that joke on me.
Go on, Dee Lovely.
I love this. I think he deserves every part of this. I hope he winds up. And hapless. I despise.
Yeah, me too. I hate him with a reckless aggression. Mm-hmm. Whatever that means.
You're right.
I do not like him. It's like green eggs and ham. I do not like him, Sam. I am. I do not.
I don't like him in a box.
Okay,
I don't like him in a box. I don't like him on a plane.
Yeah.
I don't like him anywhere.
I don't like him in a car. I don't like him far. I do not like him. Yeah, I know. Four dead people in Georgia mass shooting. Gunman remains at large as of this hour. I don't know if they caught him within the last 20 minutes, but the last time I've seen the news, he was still on the loose. As all hands on deck, manhunt continues Sunday for a 41-year-old man who happens to be black. Suspect of fatally gunning down four people in broad daylight at a residential subdivision in southwest Georgia. A witness described the shooter calmly checking his weapon after killing one of the victims. The suspect identified by authorities as Andre L. Longmore is considered armed and dangerous and believed to be driving a 2017 black GMC Acadia SUV with Georgia tags, authorities say. And this is crazy. Your thoughts on the black gunman that's on the loose in Georgia? Glad I'm not in that state.
Really? If we want gun control, more black people got to get guns.
I've heard this theory before. I guess. I'm looking at it like, yeah, we get more guns, but if more of us start doing that, the same thing that this dude did, yeah, it might change then. But everybody that got guns is sensible. They're only using it for protection. It's just this goof and several hundred white goofs that's out there, you know, doing something crazy.
Try to remember.
I don't know.
I live in a state where Governor said you don't need a concealed to carry. You can just walk around and be mad. And I'm telling you, he was empowering people that looked like him. Was the same people who he thinks are going to wind up victims. Then what?
I'm going to tell you, this is one thing I think. As far as that carry and conceal, it's all right for the other race to do it, but when our race starts doing it, somebody going to call in and say there's a black dude walking around with a gun, and that's going to be it. Even though the rule is you can do it, but that's going to be it. They're going to call, and then it's going to be he looked threatening, and he looked like he was going to shoot. That's exactly what's going to happen.
It's going to be a race. It's going to be a war.
Well, we're not going to win that war.
We were never. Because we're not in charge of the war. We're not in charge of the warriors.
There's another thing. Speaking of war and soldiers, how do you feel about that one dude in Congress, this is not on my list, talking about colored people. And then, wait a minute, I feel like this other congressman, I forgot his name today, he said every time they say something about woke, I feel like they talking about black people.
They are.
And I do, too.
I do, too. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
When he said color people, I was like, I thought they were playing something back, you know, in the day. An old tape they had. I said, boy, it really sounds clear to be old. But this Joker was saying it the other day. I didn't. Talking about color people. Amazingly crazy.
Yeah, every time they say woe, every time they say woe, they're colored.
Yeah, they're saying colored. They're saying black, Negro, and the other word too, the N-I-G-G-A. Mm-hmm. The other word too, they're saying that too. When they say woke, that's what they mean.
Yep.
This woke army. I'm like, woke army, that's protecting you dumb, uneducated people.
Exactly.
You know, in the war. Come on, man. Yeah. I had to say it. Okay, next one. Trump's lawyers seek indefinite postponement of documents trial. It's just like me. Like if I was to steal something from a department store, about $2,000 worth of electrical equipment or some TVs, and I go and say, Mr. Lawyer, sir, go and tell the people that we don't want to try till next year. At least let me watch a good 6 months of this TVs, I suppose. Come on, man.
Listen, they're throwing everything against the wall, trying to figure out what's gonna.
Right.
I just heard today
Jack Smith.
He said they just seized. So because of his close location. So they've seized his boat.
He can't go nowhere.
Mm-mm. Not by boat.
And why don't they seize his plane? Ain't it the same thing? You dropped out on that one. I didn't hear none of that answer. What did you say?
Yeah, they don't want him to say he couldn't make it to any of the hearings. He doesn't have his plane.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think a plane could go a lot further than a boat, and I think a boat could be followed by a helicopter, at least.
But with the plane,
you have a flight log before you leave.
You don't have to do that.
I agree. Yeah, that is true. I'm writing a story where there's several jets involved, and you do have to write out a log and follow with the. Don't you have to follow with the air? Not air traffic control, but it's in the area wherever you're at and you're going to fly out of. You got to file that there.
Right.
I can't stand Donald Trump either. Okay. All the TV shows and movies affected by the actor's strike. The actors actually went on strike along with the writers. And Leslie Jones put up a video tweet. I would recommend everybody see it, where she went off on people saying that they're just greedy and all that, but it's not just for the actors, because the actors that made it are out there fighting for the writers that don't make any money. They only get paid one time. They don't get paid no residuals. The extras, the camera people, the lower end of the industry that don't get paid as much, they're fighting for. And also fighting for streaming that they don't get paid for. And fighting for when AI uses your image they can only use it once and you only get paid once, but they can use it forever. So I understand, and I'm with them. D-Lovely?
I stand with them. I don't mind that they're trying to get paid based on the services. It's not fair.
Right.
It's not fair.
And plus the CEOs of the movie companies and entertainment companies, they are getting paid.
Right.
So they need to slice off some of that to these workers that's doing all the work for them, basically. My last one, the whistleblower in the Biden corrupt case is on the run. Maybe I should have had a segment where Beyonce and Jay-Z sing their song On the Run. He's being hunted by the FBI after he exposed payments by Chinese firm to Hunter and his father. This dude actually was, I think he was trying to sell some stuff to China too.
Yeah.
Like I said, these Rethugligans, that's where they should rename their party, the Rethugs, because it's a bunch of thugs and crooks.
Crooks. Listen, if you are someone who has all this, and you want to capture Biden, stick around. Why would you tell it?
Because he's on the run. He getting ready to go into Huskow.
But why run?
He didn't want to go to jail. They get ready to get him. He did wrong too.
I absolutely don't. If you have all this information on Biden, I'm sure they would work something out.
He did too much, D-Lo.
I don't believe it. I believe the whole thing is a hoax.
This cat, he did. They got him on arms trafficking, Iran sanctions violations, making false statements to federal agents. That's the key right there. That one that says making false statements. How do you know he's not making false statements about the Bidens?
That's why he's on the run. He can't prove none of that stuff he said. I'm telling you, it's a hoax.
Well, hopefully he'll go missing too, and we can blame the aliens.
The
you can blame
the
them because that's all because this it was the aliens that got that black girl. If she ain't got no answer, if she ain't talking about I was on 7th Street where they were holding me in this abandoned building, I don't want to hear it then. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear her say, I don't know where I was at. Oh, Lord.
Mental health crisis.
Either she lost her mind or the aliens got her.
I'm sticking with mental.
Well, when the aliens get you, they do return you back. Once they done, they give you back. They land you back where you was at.
Oh, my God.
Haven't you heard it from other people that said they got abducted by aliens? They said they probed them. They were awake. Some of it hurt and some of it didn't. And then they landed them back and they said they vaguely remembered it, but they remembered it. And some people don't remember at all. I don't know what happened. And then when they come with the mental illness thing.
Listen,
you are mentally ill, but I wasn't ill before. Hey, look, they be talking about, but I wasn't ill before.
Okay.
But ill now.
Okay.
If you don't remember where you was at, man, it was the aliens.
Oh my God.
I want to thank you again, D Lovely, for when we read on Tuesday, you said you'd taken a muscle relaxer, but you were very attentive. You was very attentive during the reading, though.
I really was.
Yeah, because it was a couple of incidents that effed you up, and F stands for fool. F stands for fooled.
All that happened. That is not a lie.
It effed you up. Yeah, so, yeah, and I'm writing some stuff right now today, so let me continue on. Thank you again for calling in. Prayers up to E. Hope everything is all right.
I'm praying for you, E.
And I will talk, to you again next
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about it. It's almost like a TV show. Speaking of TV shows, I watched the five episodes they put up of Warrior on Max. Oh my god!
Okay,
that's all I gotta say. Okay. And I watched the episodes of Average Joe on BET Plus.
I love it.
We gotta talk about that.
We do.
That's my jerk. Got me all jacked up like I'm watching Jack.
I know. It's so crazy. And every time they do something and the police officer doing something crazy, I'm like, dude, you messing it up. Dude, you messing it up.
Everybody. Wait a minute. And the friend's wife, she crazy too.
Yeah. And she ain't no joke.
And she getting in her little sexual actions in while the thing is going off.
Oh.
Can we wait till we get home? God, no. Yes, it's great. That's a good show. Okay, again, D Lovely, thank you for calling in. We got to talk about that one, for real.
Okay.
Stay safe.
You too. Talk to you later.
All right.